Bump, set, spike. It's time for high school volleyball on Kansaland Radio. All the hard-hitting serves, spectacular defensive plays, and great teamwork on Kansaland Radio. Your place for Northeast Kansas high school volleyball. High school volleyball on Kansaland Radio is proudly brought to you by our area sports booster. Now we head to the court for the action.
From Nemaha Central High School, it's our sub-state championship game with the winner advancing to the 3A state championship tournament next weekend out in Hutchinson. It's the top two seeds in this quadrant as number two ranked in the state, Nemaha Central, after dispatching Riley County 25-8 in the first semifinal. We'll get the two seed Jefferson West Tigers after they swept out Hiawatha by a final count 25-20. And 25-14. So NC and Jeff West here. Trip to the state tournament is on the line. Beautiful crowd. Beautiful late October day here on this Saturday. Appreciate everyone hanging with us. Kurt Kilman in studio. Brandon Tamman with you. Player introductions are going on right now. But the Nemaha Central team, again, number two ranked in the state at 38-5 overall after that win over Riley County. Jeff West record improving to 20-18. After, again, beating Hiawatha in the second semifinal earlier today. Just some other scores from sub-state volleyball here in the area, should say. Of course, we got the two here. Holton defeated Wamego 25-23, 25-16. Holton at home with that sub-state, so they're on to a sub-state championship. That's actually on the Holton channel. Courtesy of MSC Sports, some TBL teams, Centralia, they beat Blue Valley in straight sets, while Axtell and Hanover are meeting in a Division II sub-state championship here in just a little bit. Atchison in that Holton quadrant, they lost to Chanute. So the Phoenix, although they won the Meadowlark Conference title here in 2024, they are out in the first round over there in Holton. So it's Holton and Chanute coming up there on the Holton channel when they're off to Hutchinson as well, as 3A and 4A will be in Hutchinson next Friday and Saturday. So just some other scores from around the area. Again, regional cross country today as well. Right now you got the Horton 2A regional, or sub-state I should say. That is on 103.9. Crittenden Prophets is on the call there. So we got a lot of coverage here, but straight set wins for both Nemaha Central and Jeff West in the semifinals. Tigers and Thunder set to roll here as Nemaha Central looking for their first trip to the state tournament since 2022. And they have switched up the jerseys here. They were in their purples in the first matchup against Riley County. They got their blues with the purple numerals and lettering trimmed in white. Tigers in the all blacks. Player introductions have completed. Player handshake line has gone through and we are ready to roll. Nemaha Central, hard to think that when you look at these two teams, this will be matchup number four. And Nemaha Central winning the previous three meetings this year with Jefferson West, all in straight sets. So Jeff West trying to do the impossible here today, what it seems like with how dominant Nemaha Central has been in the Big East here in 2024. Nemaha Central will hit from right to left as we sit courtside. Jeff West from left to right. A trip to the Class 3A State Championship Tournament is on the line with the winner advancing. Maya Vetch is the libero wearing the red jersey for Jefferson West. Gray Thomas in the purple jersey, the sophomore libero for Nemaha Central. Here we go. It's a sub-state championship. Jeff West and Nemaha Central. Tigers with the first serve, and we're underway. Cammie Dollinghouse, little tap across. Jeff West playing it well defensively. They set it up far side of the floor for Emmy Dean. But now the Thunder get a chance with Honeyman. It's defended well. Pop back into the air, sent back across. Diving effort, Jeff West. Couple of dives to keep it alive. Good opening rally here for the first point. Honeyman, a deep shot off of Vetch, chasing it. Still trying to get it back across, and Dean does so for Jeff West. Here's Holthouse to set. There's the spike, and it's out of play. Jeff West thought it, or excuse me, Nemaha Central thought it was tipped. It was not. And Jeff West, after a good opening rally, Tigers take the 1-0 lead. Harriet Dean with the serve, and it is in there. They call the ace. Reagan Garrity pulled back, and now she tells her team, my bad. just clipped the line, and the Tigers take an early 2-0 lead. Harriet Dean, a 5'7 sophomore with the ace. Spins it in the left a couple of times, dribbling like a free throw, and sends it across with the right hand. Garrity the dig. Holthouse to Honeyman. Deflected again, but they keep it alive, does Nemaha Central. Dollinghouse on the far side. Bumped up in the air by Stark. And Jeff West keeping it alive here. Now a free ball sent across by Nemaha Central. Tigers set it up. Dean, far side of the floor. Reagan Garrity there with the dig. Honeyman spike again rejected. Good defense up front here by Schwinn and company. They continue to dominate the defense here, does Jeff West. Now Honeyman gets one across. Diving save again. Good. Couple opening rallies here for both of these teams. Holthouse sets it up. Honeyman again finally gets it down. It almost seemed like Nemaha Central was due there. And a couple of good rallies here early on. A 2-1 Jeff West lead. The first serve for Nemaha Central. It's coming from Cammy Dollinghouse. Sends it across. Tigers, Betch on the back line. Free ball sent across by Schwinn. Holthouse, front of the net. Tapped across by Henry. Betch was there. Now a far side set. Dean the spike. Good save by Henry. Holthouse gets it in the air. Dollinghouse pushing it to Honeyman. Well defended, but out of play. And NC is tied it at 2-2. Tell you what, the front line of Jeff West in charge here early. Right now a 2-2 tie. Set number one, sub-state championship here at Nemaha Central. Tigers get one middle of the net. Honeyman dancing with it. Popped into the air by Henry, and now they got to get it across. And Honeyman and Garrity miscommunication, and they both slap it into the net. And Jeff West now leading 3-2. A little miscommunication on a couple of these Jeff West points early on for Nemaha Central. Emmy Dean will serve. Sends it across, but into the net. 3 point for Nemaha Central, a 3-3 tie. Sudbeck is in on the front lines for Nemaha Central. Back to serve will be Henry. 3-3 tie, set number one, championship here at Nemaha Central. And it's going to be an ace for Henry. And Nemaha Central has their first lead here. It's 4-3. Garrity is out. Honeyman back in on the front line. Dollinghouse in there as well. Holthouse and Sudbeck as Henry serves. Sends it across. Don't forget Hamas Libero. Tigers with Dean. Far side. Sent across by Addison Schwinn. But she hit that one and a little bit too strong and out of play. Now 5-3. Nemaha Central. 3 straight. 5 of the last 6. Served by Henry and another ace. It would have been well long, but the back line tried to keep it alive for Jeff West. Unsuccessful attempt. And a little momentum now building for the on their home floor. 4 straight, 6 on the last 7, a 6-3 lead, and another near ace, but Noel gets a spike attempt. Good defense by Sudbeck and Nemaha Central. Noel sends it across. Dollinghouse, Holthouse, Sudbeck spike, and she kills it. Beautifully set, beautifully finished. 7-3 and a Jeff West timeout. Thunder on the move. 7-3 and set one. We're back in 30 seconds here on KMCA.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa. Refrigerator and freezer. The internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together. Home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Nemaha Central fans loving this spurt. 5 straight, 7 of the last 8 points have gone to NC. They lead Jeff West here 7-3 in the opening set of this sub-state championship matchup. Winner advancing to the Class 3A state tournament next week in Hutchinson. Regardless of who wins between these two, we will have it covered next week in Hutch. Henry continues to serve out of the timeout. The set is set up for Sudbeck to bury another one. The dig by Jeff West. It went across the net. Right place, right time for Sundbeck. And it's now 8-3, Nemaha Central. Jeff West wouldn't get an assist for that, but they might as well. Henry again. Dominant right. Five serve. Tigers. Oh, boy, it set it up for Honeyman again. And these digs are not going in the direction that it needs to for Jeff West. 9 to Trey. Nemaha Central. A quick sub in for Jeff West. Emmy Dean on the back line. Allie Henry continues to serve back-to-back massive kill shots for NC. Another good serve popped up into the air by Schwinn. Middle of the floor. Noel has to send it across underhand. Thomas. Holtout. Honeyman again. Yes, please. 10-3 Thunder. Maya Vetch, the libero, is in for Jeff West. It's all Thunder right now. It is 8 straight points with Henry serving. Sends it again across. Vetch, front of the net. Dean sets it up. Noel spike. Great save by Honeyman. Pushed across by Sudbeck. And I think they call a lift on the play, and Jeff West going to get that point. So that stops the run, and it's 10-4. Ashwin now, 5'10 junior, serving for Jeff West. Dollinghouse, Holthouse, Honeyman! What a trio right there, 11-4. Nemaha Central emphatic on the Honeyman kill. And speaking of Honeyman, she will go back to serve. 11-4, Nemaha Central here over Jeff West, set one. Sub-state championship here on 92.1. Appreciate you hanging with us here on a Saturday afternoon. That one goes into the net. It was set up for Crottinger, but could not finish. Nemaha Central rolling, 12-4. Honeyman spins it in the left. Great student section for the Thunder supporting the team here today. Jeff West sets it up front of the net. Couldn't get much behind the spike. Holds out. Garrity spike, but too strong. Thought it was tips, but unsuccessful plea to the officials. And it's now 12-5, Nemaha Central. Savannah Jackson checks in for Jeff West, a record of 20-18. Jackson listed as a 5'6 sophomore. Honeyman on the dig, and then tap down, but I think they get a net violation called on Hallie Holthouse, and it's 12-6. Back-to-back points for the first time for Jeff West since the first 2 points of the match. They jumped out to a 2-0 lead, but it's been all NC since. Tigers have it. Jackson, Noel, her spike right to Hamas. Holthouse. Garrity delivers. Reagan Garrity, 13-6, Nemaha Central. And now back to serve will be Holthouse. It's one of our first athletes of the week here for the 24-25 seasons. Nemaha Central, number 2 in the state. Free ball sent across by Jeff West, and it is in. Boy, Hamas let it go. Thought it was going to be out. 3 of the last 4 for Jeff West, and they're within 13-7. Noel to serve. Sends it across. Honeyman the dig. Holthouse pushing back for Garrity. Sent back across by Jeff West. Holthouse again setting one up. Buried alive by Sudbeck. 14-7. Nemaha Central. Sudbeck will go back to serve. Paige Vetch, a junior, checks in on the back lines alongside her libero and sister Maya. So again for Jeff West, you got 2 Deans, you got 2 Vetches, and you got 2 Starks on the roster. Sudbeck, big serve, but right into the net. 14-8. You're Jeff West, you'll take the freebies any chance you can get them. Trying to hang around here in this first set. Crottinger to serve. Miss hit by Honeyman. Thomas gets it back into the middle of the floor, and Honeyman gets it across on a free ball. They set it up. Jeff West tapping it down. Batted into the air and a point for the Tigers. Addison Schwinn this time. Makes it 14-9. The Tigers have a nice little run going. 5 of the last 7 have been scored by Jeff West. They're once trailing 12-4. Now 14-9. Here is Henry. Couldn't quite get much behind the serve. Now Jeff West deflected. Reagan Garrity, Allie Henry, the double team stuff in point for Nemaha Central. 15-8, Thunder. Or correction, 15-9, beg your pardon. Garrity back to serve after a defensive stuff. Line drive serve. Batted up by Dean. Fetch to the front. Overhand shot by Jackson. Hamas holds out. Dollinghouse tipped in the air. Jeff West diving. Can't get there. 16-9, Nemaha Central. Timeout, Jeff West. Set number one in control by Nemaha Central on their home floor. 16-9, the tally. And we're back in 30 seconds here on KMZA.
This is Alan Meyer, Senior Vice President and Business Development Officer at Community National Bank. As a proud Nemaha County native, I deeply understand the unique needs of our local communities. At CNB, we prioritize hometown values and personalized service. Trust us to be your financial partner, committed to supporting your dreams and the growth of our community. Stop by and visit with me. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Nemaha Central leading Jefferson West 16-9 here in set one of the sub-state championship here in Class 3A. The winner advancing to Hutchinson next week for the Class 3A state tournament. Either team, regardless of who wins here, we will have coverage of them next week out in Hutch. Nemaha Central didn't get there last year. They made the state title match 2 years ago, but lost to Heritage Christian and had a dominant run to that state championship and had a record of 46-2. Right now, Nemaha Central, number two in the state at 38-5. Out of the timeout, Tigers scrambling a little bit. They get it across by Dean. Now the Tigers again send it across, and it's put down by Savannah Jackson. Nice hit by Jackson. It's 16-10. So and Jeff West having a nice little spurt here, hanging tough. But down six. Harriet Dean now will serve for the Tigers. Bouncing it three times and sends it across. Hits the top of the net, but Garrity was there. Holthouse, far side. Dollinghouse spike. And she delivers. 17-10, Nemaha Central. From the front right part of the net to the middle left portion of the floor. That kill by Dollinghouse. And Dollinghouse follows that up with a service error to make it 17-11. Colby Noel back in for Jeff West, replacing Paige Vetch. Back to serve, Emmy Dean. She sends it across, Thomas the dig, but it's tapped down by Jeff West. Nemaha scrambling a little bit, but Garrity into the net. Had a chance, but couldn't convert. 17-12, Jeff West within five here in this opening set. Nemaha Central, 3-0 against Jeff West here in 2024. They have all been sweeps. Garrity, Holthouse, Honeyman back in, and she delivers a kill through the arms of Schwinn and Stark. And it's 18-12, Thunder. Thomas is out. Henry back in to serve for the Thunder. Two-handed dribble twice, spins it in the left, and fires it over with the right. Tigers set it up, Dean. And that one hit down by Schwinn, but Nemaha Central ready. Now Sudbeck hit towards the front by Jeff West. Honeyman again leaning back. Good dig this time by Dean, but scrambling, and she gets it back across on a free ball. Dollinghouse, Holthouse, Sudbeck. Hit up in the air by Dean. Sent back across by Jeff West. Henry, front of the net, tapped across. And a violation on Nemaha Central. Holthouse into the net. 18-13. Jeff West hanging tough here with number two in the state. First set here of this sub-state championship match. Holthouse pushed across by Sudbeck. They call a lift. And another Jeff West point. 18-14. They have scored four of five and six of the last eight. And also 8 of the last 12. At one point they were down 12-4. And this is a whole new ball game here in the first set. Here's Honeyman, right side of the floor. Tipped up in the air. Jeff West read it well. Nice job by Schwinn. Now that one's hit across by Dean. Holthaus, front of the net. Good defense. Down it goes. It was defended well by Stark, but the point still for Nemaha Central and Callie Honeyman, and it's 19-14. Honeyman will serve. Garrity, Holthaus, Sudbeck on the front lines, Henry in the middle of the floor, Dollinghouse in the back line as well. Honeyman serves, sent across, hit up in the air by Dean, far side of the floor, pushed across by Harriet Dean. Holthaus, Sudbeck, finishing. 20-14. So you have both Harriet and Emmy Dean on the front line. For Jeff West, Honeyman again to serve. Sends it across, and it's going to be an ace. 21-14. Emmy Dean stuck her hand out late. I think she was hesitant on whether it was going to go out or not, and kind of just flung the hand out. It hit her fist and hit the floor. 21-14, Nemaha Central, another serve. Near side. Oh, and it hits the top, but somehow Jeff West able to get it back across. Thomas up front. Holthaus, Garrity, spikes, delivers again. Reagan Garrity makes it 22-14. Beautifully placed in the back right corner. And the ball exits the gymnasium. Has to be chased down. So after Jeff West got it to within 18-14, four straight for the Thunder, and the lead is back to 22-14. Honeyman again spins it in the left, lifts high to fire it across. Right to left it goes. Middle of the floor, Noel gets it across for Jeff West. Thomas on the back line, Holthaus set. Sudbeck spike, Sudbeck kill. 23-14, Nemaha Central close it out strong here in this opening set. Two points remaining for NC to cap off a set one win. Honeyman another serve. Jeff West, Noel leaning back, gets it across though. Honeyman, Holthaus, Garrity a chance, and delivers. Deflected off Harriet Dean's hands and out of play. And it is set point now for Nemaha Central at 24-14. Nemaha Central trying to close it out with a strong finish. Honeyman serve. Popped up by Schwinn. Far side of the net. Kroninger leaning back, but gets it across. Holthaus middle of the floor. Garrity taps across by Betch. Good job. They keep it alive. Now Holthaus the tap, and that'll do it. Oh, finesse there. Dropping dimes like a shaky bank teller all first set, but it's going to be a point for Holthaus to finish it off. 25-14. Nemaha Central a set from state. We'll take a timeout. 2 minutes in variety. And we're back with set number two action here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you are paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528.
336-3528. The answer is yes, SBS.
Your home deserves the best protection. With SBS Insurance, you're covered when life throws unexpected challenges your way. From unforeseen incidents to weather-related damages, we've got your back. Call now for peace of mind and secure your home worry-free. SBS Insurance, your partner in protection for every aspect of your life.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Is it time to replace that old storm door? Odd size? Can't find one? Standard door won't fit? Then let Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca help you with a new Gerken storm door from custom size to standard. Why Gerken? Gerken Windows and Doors have been building storm doors for over 60 years. Gerken offers three storm door categories, and all doors are guaranteed for as long as you own your home. You can check them out at Gerken.com or stop at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca and let them help you with that new Gerken storm door and windows. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca.
Are you looking to team up with a local bank that's ready to help you succeed? Hi, I'm Lynette Hiltzbrand with First Heritage Bank. From opening a checking account that can put money in your pocket to helping you buy a new home, we have the products and experience to help you succeed. Whether we are next to you on the sideline supporting our hometown team or across the desk helping you purchase a new vehicle, you can count on our local staff to help you reach your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender located in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Or online at 1hbank.com. Member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Substate volleyball action here in Class 3A this afternoon from Nemaha Central. Number 2 ranked Thunder defeating Jeff West 25-14 in set number 1. The Tigers need a set 2 win here to keep their season alive. And Nemaha Central, a set win from another trip out to state. Looking for that first trip to state in 2 years. They didn't get there last year. They lost in the sub-state championship to Beloit, who is right now the only team in the state ranked ahead of Nemaha Central. So an opportunity for them to get back, and I'm sure they are very eager to try to end this one here in the second set. But Jeff West playing tough throughout that first set, but Nemaha Central scored the last 7 to put that one away. So here we go. Both teams are on the floor. We do know that Royal Valley and Silver Lake are just getting ready to start a sub-state title, so one of those two teams will also be out in Hutchinson next week as well from the Big East. So here we go. Reagan Garrity wearing jersey number 25 for Nemaha Central sends it across, and the second set is underway. Far side of the floor, Emmy Dean, a lofted shot, not much behind it. Dollinghouse, Honeyman, deflected, and a point. Honeyman again, 1-0 Nemaha Central. Jeff West actually scored the first 2 points in that first set. And then in the blink of an eye, saw the scoreboard, and they were down 12-4. Ultimately, Nemaha won it 25-14. Good dive by Garrity, but the second Thunder, Dollinghouse, can't get there in time, and it's a 1-1 tie. Good job there by Jeff West. Quick sub, Alyssa Stark in for the Tigers on the front line, joining Croninger and also Emmy Dean. Serving is Harriet Dean. Sends it across, and it's in for the ace. Harriet Dean with the ace. Again, Garrity on the back line pulled back at the last second, thinking it was going to be out. Judge says no, it is in, and Jeff West has a 2-1 lead, just like they did through the first three in set 1. There's the serve by Jeff West. Garrity down to a knee, near side, tapped, but there was Croninger. Another good defensive play. Now it's at the front of the net, and Holthouse can't get there. And Jeff West now with a 3-1 lead. Well, the Thunder, kind of like the first set, off to a little bit of a slow start. Jeff West trying to take advantage. A near ace, but Holthouse will set. Honeyman taps right to Vetch, and to the front of the net. Just not set up well. She tapped the chest and said, my bad. 3-2, Jeff West. Nemaha Central gets the serve back. It'll be Cammie Dollinghouse, one of the many seniors on this veteran-heavy roster for Nemaha Central. Dollinghouse the serve, and it's an ace right in front of the feet of Croninger. She couldn't get down in time. And a 3-3 tie. Set number 2, Nemaha Central. A win in this set will advance them to Hutch next week. Here's Thomas on the back line, holds out, tapped across by Henry, somehow still got back to Jeff West side, and they set it up left side of the net. Dean taps it down. I think that points for Nemaha Central, and it is. It was a good job by Emmy Dean, just couldn't keep it inside the line. Dollinghouse to serve once again. Spins it in the left, lifts the feet, fires it across with the right. Vetch, middle of the floor, free ball, got to get it across. Jeff West does. Holthouse, far side, Henry spike, and defended well by Jeff West. Credit Addison Schwinn with the rejection, and it's a 4-4 tie. Emmy Dean back to serve for Jeff West. Nemaha Central won the first set 25-14, scoring the last 7 to end that one. Garrity, Holthouse, Honeyman, the point. 5-4 Nemaha Central. Subs in on both sides, and Henry back to serve here for Nemaha Central. Got a quick stoppage of play, and we're going to get a new ball. All right, so a fresh ball. Henry back to work. 5-4 at Omaha Central here. Set number two. Fetch on the dig. Up front it goes to Dean. The spike attempt by Schwinn. Not much behind it. Now Holtow sets it up. Tap down by Sundback. Beautifully done. 6-4 at Omaha Central. Henry again to serve. They were dominant in both sets against Riley County in the first semifinal, winning 25-8 across the board. Schwinn, front of the net. Noel leaning back, tipped in the air. Omaha Central in control, tapped across. Jeff West there. Far side, Noel. Play by Holthouse on the defense. Now the Tigers get one across, but right to Dollinghouse. Here's Honeyman leaning back, but a great dig by Emmy Dean, and Jeff West gets it back across. Thomas chasing it down. Middle of the floor, Sudbeck. High into the air, right to Honeyman. Good job by the back line of Jeff West. Honeyman again buries that one alive. Good rally, good saves by the back line of Jeff West, but ultimately Honeyman teed up, and she sent it 300 yards. 7-4. Omaha Central three straight, six of the last seven to the Thunder. Henry into the net, service error, 7-5. Subs in on both sides. Kroninger back in on the front line for Jeff West. Addison Schwinn serving the junior for Jeff West. Sends it across. Dollinghouse. Holthouse front right. They set it up. Honeyman again. Spike lifted into the air by Dean. And a free ball sent across by Jeff West. Thomas. Holthouse. Spike. Sudbeck. It's out. Omaha Central pleading for the tip there, and they don't get it. Back-to-back points for the Tigers. It's 7-6. Dollinghouse, Holthouse, Honeyman off the top of the net. Teed up well by Jeff West. Now Noel gets a spike attempt. And Omaha Central doing a good job keeping that one in the air. Honeyman across. Tigers front of the net. Backside set. There's the spike. And Stark couldn't finish. Now Henry sends it across. Good rally here. Far side, Noel again, but too strong. A good look there for Colby Noel, but too much on it, and it's 8-6, Omaha Central. This will be Honeyman back to serve. 5'11 senior. Line drive, and it's an 8. Deflected off the arms of Colby Noel, and it's 9-6, Omaha Central. Honeyman continuing to serve. Sends it across. Into the air by Emmy Dean. Fetch to the front. Pushed across by Kroninger. Holthouse. Backside. Sudbeck. Finesse. Tipped in the air by Noel. Effort and a save by Kroninger. Tigers get it back. Tried to catch NC off guard. But Holthouse ready. Sudbeck taps. And Sudbeck delivers a point. 10-6, Omaha Central. And a timeout on the floor. Set two, a lead for Omaha Central, 10-6, trying to get back to state for the first time. Let's take a 30-second timeout, and we're back right after this.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Kurt Kilman in studio, Brandon Tamman here. High school, the Thunder in control here, leading Jefferson West 10-6 here in set two. Sub-state championship here in Class 3A. Thunder beat the Tigers in the first set, 25-14. So again, Jeff West needing to come away with this one in order to force a winner-take-all. Set number three, trip to state on the line. Honeyman out of the timeout, continuing to serve for Omaha Central. They have scored three straight, six of the last eight, and nine of the last 12. Jeff West able to get a point out of the timeout. Nicely done by Noel. And it's 10-7. Savannah Jackson, the sophomore in for the Tigers. She will serve it from left to right. 10-7, Nemaha Central here in set two. Jackson sends it through. Hamas, right side of the floor. Holthaus, Sudbeck, middle of the floor. Spike too long. Back-to-back for the Tigers. 10-8 is our score. Jackson again. Opportunity to serve. Great crowd here on hand. Supporting both sides here in this sub-state matchup. In championship form. Garrity taps one across. Jackson is there. Tapped down by Kroninger. Now Holthaus, middle of the floor. Sudbeck, and it's defended well. Rejected by Kroninger. And a point for Jeff West. Three straight for the Tigers out of that timeout, and they're within one. It's 10-9. Jackson again serving. Honeyman up to the front of the net. Garrity leaning back, and that's a point due to the deflection. And that stops a little spurt there for Jeff West. 11-9. Point for Nemaha Central. They lead it by two. Holthaus to serve. Dish and dimes all night to her teammates. Now we'll serve it up. Here's Noel on a spike, and she kills it home. Colby Noel, vicious with that one, and it's 11-10. Four of the last five have gone to Jeff West since the timeout. They got some momentum going. Honeyman back middle. Now middle of the floor. Dollinghouse spike and delivers. Dollinghouse makes it 12-10, Nemaha Central. Allie Henry is checking back in. Paige Vetch is back in as well for Jefferson West. And right now it is Sudbeck here to serve for Nemaha Central. Sends it across. Far side of the floor. Dean. But saved by Nemaha Central. Now Garrity, or that's Henry, excuse me. Now Dollinghouse. And a point for Jeff West. They go into the net. 12-11. Thomas back in on the back lines, rocking the purple libero jersey. Nemaha Central's lead trimmed to one here in this second set. Garrity pushing across with two hands, diving save, but second effort not there. And Nemaha Central continues to lead it. It is 13-11. Jeff West led early at 3-2. Nemaha Central took a 4-3 lead, and they have not trailed since, but it's still only a two-point margin. That point is out by Schwinn. A little too strong. 14-11. Back-to-back here for NC. Garrity serving for Nemaha Central. Spins it in the left and sends it across with the right. To the front. It's in the air, but Jackson couldn't get there on a third try, and it's 15-11. Little momentum swinging back to the right side where I sit towards Nemaha Central. Garrity to serve. Sends it across. Batted up into the air. Sent back across now by Emmy Dean. Nemaha Central, Holthaus, middle of the floor. Dollinghouse gets one across. Good diving save by Vetch. Now a chance here for Jeff West. Blasted, but Honeyman gets it back. And now Jeff West will get the point. 15-12. Jeff West down by three. As Cadence Stark will check in on the front lines, replacing Savannah Jackson. Area Dean to serve for Jefferson West. A must-win set for Jeff West here. Honeyman gets one up. Beautifully delivered. And you can hear the crowd. 16-12 on the kill by Honeyman. And it'll be Dollinghouse to go back to serve now for NC. The 16-12 set two advantage. They beat Jeff West in the first set 25-14. Jeff West staying a little more competitive here in set two. Tigers push it middle of the floor. Schwinn buries one down. Addison Schwinn again. 16-13. Noel checks in. Paige Vetch will take a seat. Serve now for Jeff West is Emmy Dean. Sends it across. Dollinghouse, middle of the floor, Holthaus. Honeyman gets one, delivers one, does it again. Callie Honeyman off the assist by Holthaus. 17-13, Nemaha Central here in set two. A win here gets them to state next weekend. Jefferson West trying to survive and force a winner-take-all set three. Dean on the dig. Up front it goes. Schwinn rejected, batted into the air, and Jeff West able to keep it alive, but a third hit is unable to get over. Tigers did a great job, but ultimately couldn't get it. And an 18-13 NC advantage. We hit a timeout. We'll follow suit. Thunder trying to advance out to Hutch next week. They lead 18-13 here in set two, and we're back in 30 seconds.
End of summer deals are heating up here at Nemaha Valley Motors in Seneca. We have a variety of 6.4-liter Hemi Ram 2500 Traceman trucks with $8,000 in rebates. We also have a variety of Chrysler Pacificas in stock with $5,000 in rebates. The number of new vehicles in stock has not been like this in years. There's also a great selection of GMC vehicles in stock as well. Come by and say hi to Dale and Tanya and experience purchasing a vehicle in a relaxed atmosphere. Most customers leave saying, "Wow, that was easy."
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Nemaha Central trying to advance the state for the first time since 2022 as they lead Jefferson West in this sub-state championship. 18-13, the set two lead. They won the first set 25-14, but the Tigers are hanging around. Out of the timeout, Honeyman, Holthouse, Dollinghouse, Sudbeck, Henry, and Hamas. On the floor for Nemaha Central and head coach Jessica Cook. Tigers have Dean and Colby Noel, part of the front line. And now it is set up for Sudbeck, and she buries it into the face of Cadence Stark. Boy, that could not have felt very good. 19-13, Nemaha Central. They get the first point out of that TO. Feel like the closer we get to match point for NC, the louder this gym is going to get. Here's Noel on the spike, but it's too strong and too long. 20-13, Nemaha Central. Allie Henry continuing to serve. Little loft to it. Jeff West pushing middle of the floor and out of the front of the net. There's the spike, and out it goes. It's too long. Jeff West thought it was tipped. It was not, according to the officials. 21-13, Nemaha Central. They have scored five straight, six of the last seven, and nine of the last 11. To build on this lead, latter portions of set two. Jeff West on the attack. They get it to the middle of the floor. There's a spike, but again, it is too long. Emmy Dean too much behind it. 22-13, Nemaha Central. Crowd getting a little antsy here. Great support for the Thunder. Good student section for him as well. Another Henry serve. Sends it across. Far side of the floor, Noel leaning back and diving effort. One-handed save by Hamas. Honeyman, left-handed tap, pushed up in the air, and they get it back across. Does Jeff West, and into the back left corner it goes. Noel, emotional with that celebration, knowing how badly Jeff West needed a point there. 22-14. Henry is out. Haverkamp is in for Nemaha Central. Addison Schwinn will serve it up here, the 5'10 junior for Jeff West. Thomas to Honeyman, middle of the floor. Sudbeck gets one across. Down to a knee is Emmy Dean to keep it alive. Noel spike, tipped in the air. Haverkamp gets a piece, taps across, and they're going to say it's out by Honeyman. Point Jeff West. Back-to-back for the Tigers. They are within 22-15. They need a lot more. Schwinn, another serve. Top of the net, Dollinghouse to Holthouse. Honeyman, middle of the floor, buries it in the back left corner. The velocity, 23-15. Garrity back in on the front line, joining Sudbeck. And Holthouse as well, Honeyman to serve. Nemaha Central 2 points away from getting out to state next week. Fans are starting to feel it. Tigers get one across on a free ball. Honeyman. Holthouse, Garrity, defended well, and a point for Jeff West. Good defense by Caden Stark, as it's 23-16. Savannah Jackson is in to serve, as Stark, who just got the blocking point there, will take a breather. Jeff West, they need to go on a run, and they need to now, and that's a great start. It's an ace for Jackson. Four of the last five to Jeff West, and it's 23-17. Jackson spins in the left, fires with the right. Holtow sets it up. Sudbeck delivers another big one, and it's match point for Nemaha Central. It's 24-17. The fans rise to the feet. You can hear a little bit of everything as Holthouse will serve it. And it's going to be an ace, and that does it. Nemaha Central advances to the Class 3A State Championship Tournament next week as they close it out against Jeff West with a 25-17 set to win. They ended on an ace from Holthouse, and that does it. Number two ranked in the state, a chance to win state. And we'll talk about it a little more, wrap it up when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Beer Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Hine and True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, HineandTrueValue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Hine and True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
There is good news in the fight against breast cancer. Breast cancer deaths continue to decline thanks to the increased awareness and early detection through regular screening. Research has shown that breast cancer screenings such as a mammogram have been found to detect cancer early when it is most treatable. October is National Breast Cancer Awareness Month. If you're over 40, take this opportunity to schedule your annual mammogram. Call our radiology department at 785-336-0455 today to get your mammogram scheduled. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
Don't let worrying about the weather bother your peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca today. Beth Dieters can provide you with protection for the hay and grazing part of your operation. Pasture, range land, and forage sales closing date is December 1st. Call Midwest Crop Insurance at 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance is an equal opportunity provider. Call them today for peace of mind on your piece of earth. 785-334-2767.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Hi, this is Kevin Felkamp with United Bank and Trust. When it comes to your farm, we understand the challenges and opportunities that come with agriculture. Whether you need livestock, equipment, real estate, or operating expenses, the loan experts at United Bank and Trust are here to serve you and your needs. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The Nemaha Central Thunder out to state next week as they defeat Jefferson West in the sub-state championship. Straight sets, 25-14, 25-17. One final time, Kirk Kilman in studio. Brandon Tamman with you here on 92.1. Number two-ranked Nemaha Central defeating Riley County in straight sets in the first semifinal. Jeff West, straight sets over Hiawatha in their semifinal. And then again, Nemaha Central, 25-14, 25-17. They make a lap around the home gymnasium here. Ton of purple in the stands representing the Thunder, and I'm sure they will be loud and proud next week with the 3A tournament beginning on Friday at the Hutchinson Sports Arena. We will have coverage of Nemaha Central out at state next week. The times and matchups still to be determined with everything going on today. So we will have that coverage for you. Again, 103.9, you got some 2A coverage as well from Horton High School. You can tune into that as that substate is wrapping up as well. But that's going to do it for us here this afternoon. Don't forget, at 5 o'clock, we will have coverage of the Sunflower Showdown in Manhattan, K-State and Kansas. 5 o'clock pregame, 7 o'clock kick. That broadcast from the K-State Sports Network on both 92.1 and 103.9. So again, congratulations, Nemaha Central, Jeff West as well. Substate runner-up here. Tigers finish with a record of 20-19. Nemaha Central, number two ranked in the state, will head to state next week in Hutchinson with a record of 39-5. So stay tuned to MSCSports.net early next week. Once we have everything dialed up and ready to go, we will let you know exactly what our coverage will look like next week. Again, for Kirk Kielman in studio, Brandon Tamman here from Nemaha Central signing off. We'll see you in Hutch out next week.